All right, boys and girls, I hope everyone, if you have a 3-day weekend, I hope you are enjoying it. We're going to get started here. This is a business fireside. We've got a lot of shit to go over and things to do in the immediate aftermath. So some news to be going over as well. We're going to get started here in a second. Space meetings are relentless, unfortunately. Any given weekend. Let's see if we have bingo cards. I don't know if we've got bingo cards today. Dictator Imperator may be on break and enjoying a holiday. We will see. 4-day weekend. Even better. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to start today's fireside on a somewhat somber note. I am still processing the passing of UAX Death as someone who was an extremely important part of the early history of Goonswarm. One of the reasons why we are allied and have so many both Russian-speaking and French-speaking members in our community is because the early days of Goonswarm's involvement in NullSec came about because of a deal that was brokered with the leaders of Red Alliance, Death and MacTep and Nink. And actually, this has been written up in the Empires of Eve history book, which is kind of a fucked up thing, but here we are, where we went to a little bar in D.C. Called Fido, and me and Valrad and Darius Johnson and Death were there. And that was what secured the, okay, Goons and Red Alliance are going to work together. And then we went up to Innsmouth to help them out, and then Tau Ceti Federation, our French allies and friends, came on board and we formed Red Swarm Federation. So it has been many years since he played actively, but especially in those early days, if you're old school, you remember Death. He was a part of our old school party crew. A lot of the crazy stories that you've heard about EVE Online, balls to the wall, involve Death in some capacity. He was the one that asked me to find where the enslaver lived such that he could have the power cut to his house. Obviously, I refused, but then this became one of those mythical stories about EVE Online that wasn't mythical. Death did want to find a way to cut the power to the enslaver's house so they could kill Locke of Volterra Titan. And so it's one of those things where even if you did not know Death, he was involved in a lot of the things that were significant in the early formations of Goonswarm and of Red Swarm Federation and of the history of the galaxy. So it's very strange. It's very sad to find out about this. And it has impacted a lot of us, especially if you fought in the Great War. Many of us in the leadership of Goonswarm that are old school knew Death, drank with Death, hung out with him, have lots of stories, party stories from back in the day with him. So I appreciate everybody that attended the Sino Vigil, and I think that this is this is a sort of an awkward transition, right? Because here's the thing. What I'm about to tell you about is something that we had already decided going into 4060p yesterday. I found out during the Illum meeting yesterday afternoon about Death's passing. So here is space business. We are done fighting against fire in Tenerifus. We've gotten half of that region. We blew up Faith Ablis. We blew up Amist, two regions glassed. We got about half of Tenerifus, and we ended it on a high note. We went into 4060p. I was very, very happy with our early morning strike yesterday. The fact, well, for some of you, it wasn't early morning, but being able to go in and surprise the enemy at 1350, when they had all their eyes on us and we still managed to ram our Titans into their staging system, wave our dicks around, lance things. And then the unfortunate reality is that a couple of our hack fleets got mulched. And you need hack support to be able to see a iHub Fazisov contest through. So we knew going into this that we were going to take our shot at 4060p and go big dick baller mode. And if it didn't work out great, we were going to be headed home anyway. There was never any plan for us to go into Deterid because, as you can see, it's already sort of at the extent of our tantrum rate. So I want you guys to know that I asked you, I asked the Kremlin, and I asked you on Firesides as well to please give us that little bit of extra oomph that we need to go beyond just two regions. And the fact that we fragged 2.5 regions and we got all the Pappies together to come and stop us, that is a tremendous achievement. But it is also time for us to begin heading home. Because while we were fighting in 4060P, Fraternity decided that they were going to take a crack at Dracarys, who are members of the Imperium. I don't know why Fraternity has decided to do this, but we went today to defend the HY Keepstar, which is a Dracarys Keepstar in Catch, in a critical system. And we did great. We turned up, and Fraternity decided that they didn't want it. I'm not sure whether that was just sort of testing our response time and, you know, to see whether we in the Imperium take our version of Article 5 seriously, that if you fuck with one of us, you fuck with all of us. But that is how it works. So because he posted a big thing saying that he may be prosecuting a grudge against Dracarys, it's time for us to pivot homeward such that we are able to defend our allies against this attack, as well as we've reached the limit of our tantrum radius, pushing as far east as we can after glassing 2.5 regions, and it's time to head back towards the center of our gravity, our great goony Cheeto-stained bulk, and make sure that our allies and our shit are correct. We have been campaigning since early March on this SIGs and Squads Jeff deployment with our allies in initiative, and we have done great, great things. As you guys know, it's always a sign of a good campaign going well when you're having to move staging systems every week and a half because you've purged everything and it's time to move on. So I'm very happy about this. But it's also time for us to discuss the flip side of that. So, okay, great. We're going to be headed home. In fact, there's going to be move ops starting after this fireside, and we're going to do it in an orderly fashion. What does that mean? There's a couple things that you're going to be hearing me yelling about, and you're going to hear your corp directors yell about, because it is important. The first step is for us to get all of our shit back to 3L, right? It's not just we're going to goon rush back to 1DQ1. No, we're going to get our shit back to 3L. That's going to be our undeployment stager. There's going to be ops beginning immediately after the fireside to do this. And the single most important thing, because this is going to be a we're going to point and laugh at you if you do the dumb thing and die, is use the Titan bridges we are providing to get your shit moved from point A to point B back to 3L. Do not jump the regional gate. Do not jump the regional gate. Do not jump the regional gate, you fucking moron. Do not jump the regional gate. Get a Titan bridge to 3L and follow the instructions. If you go off on your own, jump the regional by yourself, you will die, and then we will simply use your stupidity as a teachable moment to hopefully reach those who can follow instructions. So, do not jump the regional gate. Use a Titan bridge. Thank you. So, I'm glad you guys got that. Okay, great. So one of the things that we like to say is we are here to fuck. That's one of my favorite lines from the war, and it's generally my attitude about life in EVE and life in general. And one of the reasons why I am happy with this timing of this undeployment is we did get to ram our Titans into the enemy's staging system, and that also shows you what they could have potentially done to us in Vietnam if they had the balls. One of the things about our enemies is that in many cases, they are not willing to take ISK losses to achieve strategic objectives. If they had actually gated their shit into us, they could have gotten a lot closer into 1DQ1. But they didn't have the balls. They didn't have the willingness. But you guys did. You actually did it. You got to see what happened. And so when you see us doing some sort of a surprising, like, hey, it's 1350, and why is Mitten sending 3 screaming all caps pings? And you get in on that, then you get to see some beautiful shit happen, like watching a Pubby Macariel fleet get lanced real time. Like, the visuals are great. So we use our Titans in anger. We use our Titans in anger whenever we have the opportunity, even if it's risky as shit, because that is who we are. We try not to be stupid about it, but there are times where you've got to go hard. That was one of the times that we went hard. We went in at 1350. We looked around. We destroyed as much as we can. Then we lost a hack fleet, and we were like, gosh, okay, well, we're not going to be able to do a Fozzy slog for hours starting at 1811, considering they keep over-reinforcing. And credit to the enemy, they were defending it appropriately enough, I suppose. And it was time to go. And so that is where we are. I am very, very pleased, and I hope you all had fun, because if you haven't had a chance to see the screenshots, there's some beautiful stuff there of us using the big boy toys the way they were meant to be used. Okay, now I've got a bit of a pivot here in terms of the fireside, because we're going to be talking about I wouldn't necessarily call it peacetime as much as time to get rich, my goons, and help each other get rich. Because when we are not at war in the formal, we weren't at war. We were SIGs and squads, Jeff deployment, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But between SIGs and squads and the initiative and our collective allies, glassing 2.5 regions in a little bit less than 2 months is a wonderful fucking scorecard, and I'm very happy about that. But when we are not at SIGs and squads, Jeff deployment, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, for those of you that are new to Goonswarm or new to the Imperium, what we do is we try to maximize our productivity and maximize each other's productivity in terms of developing the tools of war and murder, namely capital ships, capital ships, capital ships, capital ships, dreads, 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 titans, supercarriers, all of the good toys. Let's not forget carriers and faxes while we're just laundry listing a whole bunch of fucking capitals for some reason. But that's where we are. He has made it very difficult for us to make capitals because they fucked with the core infrastructure of how is capital ship formed. But I am pleased to report that not only do we have a functional supercap and cap building GEZ, that our greatest minds have come together to try to figure out ways to unfuck the production chain of caps in Delft. And that is going to require something that I think is near and dear to every goon's heart, which is abusing drugs. We are going to need to huff some fucking gas, my friends. And some of that gas is in wormholes. We're talking wormhole day tripping. We're talking locust fleets huffing a little gas. We're talking about corpse huffing gas. We are talking about huffing gas. This is one of the biggest blockers that we have as an organization in terms of shitting out as many capitals, is how much gas can we huff and bring back to 1DQ1? And we have set up, the finance team is all over this. We're setting up buy orders such that you can just dump it into 1DQ1. We are also having training operations. Kathy Iron is on deck to be running regular training ops. So if you're like, what the fuck is gas? How do you do a wormhole day trip? What do you mean I'm just going to get in a venture and go do this? It's not that hard. Please look at the threads. We kind of like with PI. When CCP fucked with the way that citadels were built, we began pounding the drums on every fireside about the necessity of doing PI, which incidentally we still fucking need. And that's going to continue. But now we are adding gas into the mix because they have changed the way the caps are built. And we believe that now it is possible to build them as long as we have gas. But it gets better. Because this is one of those things that CCP is trying to, like, you know, they try to force our hands in the modern gameplay, right? Oh, the Rorqual is bad this way. You need to use it this way. You need to be mining with a Hulk. You need to do this. You need to do that. One of the things is, gosh, you need to get the gas. it is a good moneymaker. It is a good way to make ISK. It is a good way to get other rich in the same way as joining the Locust SIG and doing what they are doing with cricket fleets as well as the Locust fleets has been very profitable. So when we are coming home from war in the East, we are presenting you with new opportunities, not just to get rich, but also to help the cause. And the cause is preparing for the next war, always preparing for the next war, because the enemy still fucking hates us. They are still going to band together and do what they always do at the first opportunity. You can see them coalescing, sort of shuffling their feet around our Jeff deployment with the initiative and going, gosh, are we papping? We're kind of papping. We're feeling pappy-ish. Are they going to go full pappy? Time will tell. But we know they will go full pappy at some point in the future. So it is on us to prepare. And that preparing, that preparation, that means as many capital ships as we can, and you and your corporations and your friends getting rich. If you are rich already, maybe you're a regular in GS ISK and you know the ropes, find somebody who doesn't know how to get money and teach them your weirding ways. Because as we learned in the Vietnam War, it doesn't matter if the entire galaxy attacks us for 18 months. As long as we are making sure that the boys and girls in the trenches are well capitalized, then we're going to have the best toys. And that's kind of, that's an advantage that we desperately need when you're fighting the rest of Eve. So get rich, my goons. This is what we do in, quote, peacetime, unquote, is we prepare for war. And that means caps, 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 which means gas, gas, gas. Also citadels, which means PI, PI, PI. A question about when are you space rich? When are you space well off and when are you rich? I would say that someone has achieved the true summit of space wealth when they have, And if you were with us before the Vietnam War, you remember this. And I understand that they were right now still a little too expensive and difficult to build. I'm sure CCB is going to change some things and we're going to dial the shit in. But the ultimate test of like, have you made it? Have you reached the top? Is not just one Titan. Mm-mm. Not just one Titan. No, no, no. If you have one Titan, you've got a shield Titan, you get an armor Titan. If you got an armor Titan, you get a shield Titan. And presumably before you got to that point, you were working your way up. You had your dreads. You had your carriers. If you were a space priest, you had your fax. You got the heavy hardware because it's that heavy. The money is worthless unless it is turned into violence, right? And that is how we transform the money into violence. That is capital ships, super capital ships, Titans, Camelots. And as John Hartley says, faxes make everything be able to undock in the first place. So let's not just sort of throw that away casually, right? All of those are critically important. And the reason why it's critically important, if it wasn't critically important, I wouldn't be getting up here on a fireside and telling 650 people, we all need to really huff a lot of gas and bring it back to Delft. So there you go. As part of this, again, readiness is the thing, guys. Talking about our capital ships. We live in Delft. And what comes out of NPC Delft? What do the Blood Raiders give us? Amulets. Amulets, amulets, amulets. This is not a requirement, but you are going to begin to be encouraged, nudged repeatedly, whatever euphemism you'd like, to at least have mid-grade amulets on your armor capitals, right? Like, there's no reason not to. They're not that expensive. They're like 900 million ISK, I think, for a set of mid-grades right now. Could be wrong on that, but it is a extremely big buff to your EHP. Please make sure that if you have a armor capital, that you've got a set of amulets. They don't have to be high grades, unless you're in a Titan or a supercarrier, then they'd better damn well be a fucking set of high grades. But at the least, we would love to see everybody who's got armor carriers and armor dreads using mid-grade amulets on those fuckers. 150, not bad. Are the amulets included in the capstorm fittings thread? I'm not so sure. I can't answer that question because I'm not looking at the thread, but I will tell you this is not like a formal requirement, like you must have amulets or you can't be in capstorm, but it's one of those nudge-nudge, like, please, for fuck's sake, get a set of mid-grade amulets. Like, just search the market. You can find them. Loud noises. All right. Checking my notes. Keep your eyes open for exploration. Gas mining classes, those are happening. There are exploration and gas ship contracts available in 1DQ1 right now. There are buy orders for the exploration items that we want, as well as the gas we want you to huff in 1DQ1 right now. And we need you to get amulets for your armor caps. But the big thing, the biggest thing, is that we're going to be moving to 3L. That is where we are going. We're going to be heading out right after this fireside and get everybody into 3L. And you are not going to jump the regional gate. You will take Titan bridges like a fucking adult, or you will die like an example and be laughed at, which is fine as long as people learn from your example. Let me take some questions before we get to work. Does it mean that the Alliance will produce capitals as there are buy orders? The Alliance does all sorts of capital production stuff. Everybody else does capital production stuff. It's not like a fixed system. There is a capital-specific GEZ in Delve. Check it out. That'll make it easy for you to build if you want to be a builder. Delve time unit. Could I explain it for some of the new people? So during the era where you could build things easily and make money easily before the Rattati administration decided that they wanted to fuck over the economy for a couple of years, we described the Delve time unit, which is how much money you could make in Delve in an hour. And working backwards from the MER to calculate it. And it was a very, very hefty sum. And then this just became our shorthand for, hey, we're going into the mode of heavy production. And that means, again, we do everything in a networked sort of way here in Goonswarm. It's not just like, oh, we're going to, I mean, you can run off on your own. You can go be a mushroom, be in the dark and, you know, just not be plugged in. But if you're listening to this fireside, you're not one of those people. So this is a broad push, not only for wealth for our organization, but for individual skill development, for you to learn how to do this. The game has changed. Some of it is better. Some of it is worse. But we are dialing in how to fucking build the big boy toys again, and that's where we're headed. Train dread alts, dreads, 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 dreads. Okay. We have work to do, guys, and I really appreciate all of the effort that we have put into the campaign since the start of March. 2.5 regions is great. we were gonna leave anyway. It has nothing to do with the fact that death passed, but we went in last night and we had yesterday morning, I should say. We had a grand time. We lanced some puppies. We waved our dicks around. Then we whelped a hack fleet, and it was time to head home anyway. I am really glad that you guys were able to attend the Sina Memorial for Death in Inn's mother. He had a tremendous impact on this game. He had a tremendous impact on a lot of our lives here in Goonswarm. And it is a stunning loss. So love one another, hug one another, but get your shit ready, get it packed, because we are going to 3L. The fireside is now over. We will be back here next week. But right now, you're going to be seeing pings for move ops. We're going to do this in an orderly withdrawal, guys. We're going to get from our current staging system, J1Y, or however the fuck, I constantly get it wrong every time I say it, back to 3L, and then we're going to start heading home. And if Fraternity decides that they want to chew on Dracarys, that's a block-level war, because they're attacking a member of the Imperium, so we need to be prepared for that as well. I don't know how hard they're gonna go, but we will fucking deal with it as it comes. Thank you for coming. Now let's get our shit headed back towards Delve, where it belongs.